times over, most of the time at the Rev Room. We've seen you at some other events, but congratulations on all your success, and talk to me about the signing with Brain Fuse Records and how that all came about.
Yeah, man, it's all rolling right now. It's really exciting. About a month ago, George Walsh with Brain Fuse flew in from Virginia. We had a big public signing in Fayetteville. We had the signing celebration show at George's the next night. It's all in the works for this new album coming out for us in May. We've got a single about to pop next weekend, and it's just all rolling. Hopefully we can continue the whirlwind of all this mess. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you guys have been, I mean, very successful and very entertaining. And, you know, I don't know how I would describe your music. The Pigskin Preacher's here with me. He comes on the show occasionally. He's quite the music aficionado. I can tell him this. You guys have an unbelievably entertaining live show. How would you describe your music to someone who has not seen you guys play?
Well, a lot of people still remember us back from the Molten Lava and the 80s cover days from when we began. Of course, we've all had original roots. So we've been tinkering in the original side of Boom Kinetic for years now. And what I like to describe it as is kind of an 80s, a synth 80s based style, European synth rock, if you will.
Nice.
Kind of like the Killers and you know, some of the new alt bands coming out with
any
with some
psychedelic deep. Furs influence in there?
What's that?
Any psychedelic Furs influence or Flock of Seagulls?
No, I would go more along the lines of Depeche Mode.
Ooh, I love Depeche Mode.
Yeah. Yeah,
Wiley, you have way better hair than the guy from Flock of Seagulls, too, which is good.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, it's been a good run. So what's talk to me about the album. You said it's coming out when? In May?
The album's going to come out in May.
Okay.
It's going to be ten new original songs. It's like I said, we're going to be dropping a single next weekend. The single's called City Ocean. We'll be performing it tonight at the Rev Room. We're super excited about the new album. We did it ourselves up in our studio in Fayetteville, and we've got it right where we want it. And it's something that we're really, really looking forward to. So,
well, congratulations again on the success. Look forward to seeing you guys tonight at the Rev Room, and good luck with the label. Good luck with the new album. We'll get you guys back on maybe before the album drops in May. But we appreciate it, and you guys are certainly a great treasure for those of us here in Arkansas who love seeing you guys play. It is a great, great live show, very entertaining, and I hope folks can get out and catch you guys tonight.
Man, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Don't forget the little people when you make it to the big time, big guy.
I gotcha.
All right, take care.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, you too. That's Wiley Seeger with Boom Kinetic, man. I'm serious. It is a great live show. You'd love to see these guys.
I love 80s synth pop.
The last time awesome. I went and saw them, their drummer had a helmet on that looked like he was an astronaut. And I'm like, it didn't make any sense at all, which made it totally awesome. I had no idea what it was about, but it is a fantastic show. I've seen them at they played at a charity event I saw one time at Dickie Stevens, and I've seen them at the Reverend a couple of times. They're really good.
Drums and peyote have never mixed.
Exactly. Never, yes. Ever. Although, I would say that Phil Collins probably could have used a little bit in his day to
it would have helped the audience, certainly.
Oh, I was going to go to Tommy the Smith. I don't know what he wanted there, but I think he just dumped us. Tommy and I broke up years ago. I'm sure he was calling into...
Tommy waits for no man.
Well, that's right. He waits for Wiley, though, because, well, Wiley was scheduled. If